بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, if we ponder and we read the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, then we find that as far as deen is concerned, amal is concerned, they reached the pinnacles, they exerted themselves. If you look at the aspect of salah, then the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een excelled in salah. The fara'id, the nawafil, the qiyamul layl, the tahajjud, the khushu, the khudu in salah, the manner in which they would prepare for salah, the lengthy rakats they would read, how they would be attached to the masjid, the house of Allah. When it comes to fasting, besides the month of Ramadan, the nawafil, various incidents of sahaba you will find mentioned in the kitabs, where sahabi begs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to let him keep more and more fasts in the month. Then Rasulullah said, just keep 3 days a month. The sahabi said, well, I can do more. And finally Rasulullah told him, then just keep 1 day roza and 1 day you miss. 1 day you keep, 1 day you miss. That's the best. That is Sawm of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. When it comes to striving in the path of Allah, going out in the path of Allah, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in gave not only their time, their wealth, but even their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the woman folk, if you look at the aspect of sadaqah and charity, the woman, the sahabiyat, they excelled to such an extent that we find so many incidents that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has only one date to open her fast, and a beggar comes and she gives even that one date away in the path of Allah. So in the various aspects of deen, as far as amal is concerned, they reach the pinnacle, the limits, ghayatul a'mal. Despite even getting glad tidings from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on several occasions and being in his company and being given special du'as of Jannah, etc., and maghfirat, they had the most fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amal, they reached the pinnacle, and even fear, khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that too, they reached the limits of fear. We find incidents of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Can you imagine the greatest sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? On the 10th of Ashura, we discuss some of his fadail, his virtues. But he would desire that he was just a strand of hair on the body of a believer. I wish I was just sha'aratun fi jambi mu'min, just on the hand or the body of a believer, just a strand of hair. If I was just that, it would be made me happy. He was so fearful that what is going to happen to me on the day of Qiyamah? How will I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this was a genuine fear. Not just a facade that he put up or pretense. It was genuine, it was sincere. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, sahaba, described his face. They say he had khattani aswadani min al buka, two black marks on his cheeks, because of the continuous tears that will flow from his eyes, that actually cause a mark on his face. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, somebody praised him, and you were like this and you did that for the deen, and you conquered this place and that city. He said, All I desire is, if whatever good deeds I have, hasanat, it may just knock off my bad deeds. Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, Dhul Nurain, who recited the whole Quran in one rakat, he would cry by the qabr. And he would say that if I pass in the qabr, then I have hopes I will pass in the different ranks and stages in the akhirat. Ali radiallahu ta'ala would be so fearful, and he would be worried about two things. Tulul amal, having long, long aspirations. 10 years time, 20 years time, this investment, that property, I will build this, I will get that, and I will do this, and I will do that. And ittiba'ul hawa, following one's desires. He would say, a person who has long, long aspirations and too much of planning for the dunya, it will make the person forget the akhirat. Yunsil akhirah. Because his mind is only focused and centered around accumulation of dunya, material things. So his entire day, his business, whatever he's doing, is investing for dunya, not for the akhirat. So how is he going to think of the akhirat? And he says, ittiba'ul hawa, when a person follows his desires, he becomes a slave of his passions, whatever his desires dictate to him, he follows it. He says, that will stop him, yasudduhum anil haqq. It will stop them from haqq, from embracing the truth. Why? Because your desire is pulling you away from iman, pulling you away from deen, pulling you away from shari'at. Then to practice on shari'at is difficult, because you are giving in to the dictates of your nafs. And then he would say, that the dunya is mudbira, it is going away. Dunya is passing away. And akhirat muqbila, akhirat is approaching. He says, both have children or sons. Dunya has sons and akhirat has sons. Dunya has children, akhirat has children. He says, become the children of the akhirat. Become the sons of the akhirat. They were gripped with fear. Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala, a very great sahabi of Rasulullah s.a.w. Extremely brave, courageous. He is passing away. And he was that sahabi who conquered Egypt in the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. He's known as Fatih al-Misr. When he is passing away, فَكَانَ يَبْكِي بُكَاءً طَوِيلًا, cried profusely. And he faced towards the wall, turned his face away towards the wall. He's not looking at the rest of the people standing around him. And he is crying. His son comes up to him, Amr. Abdullah comes to him. Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala. He said, oh my father, did not Rasulullah give you glad tidings of this and that? Amma basharaka bikada wa bikada. Did not Rasulullah give you glad tidings, basharat, of so many things, that you will get this and you will get that, and your maqam, your position is like this and like that? So then he turned towards his son and he says, inna afdala ma nu'iddu shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan rasulullah. The greatest thing any person can prepare and have with him and accumulate is the kalima la ilaha illallah muhammadan rasulullah. Then he says, there were three stages in my life. There was a time in my life when I was an ardent enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, from all the people in the world, I hated Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most. And from all the deens, Islam was most hated by myself. I could not stomach Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I could not stand this deen. I just hated it. He fought with the Quraysh against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 8th year of the Hijrah. It was the end of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He and Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, they embrace Islam. Allah Ta'ala gives him hidayat. But he said, if I had to pass away in the condition before embracing Islam, then I have no doubts that I would have gone into Jahannam directly. So that was the first stage of my life. Then Allah blessed me with Islam, 8th year of the Hijrah. He says that same Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who I hated, became the most beloved to me. More beloved to me than any person in the world. Islam became the most beloved to me. He says, I love Rasulullah so much that I could not even look directly into his face, ijlalan lahu, out of respect and muhabbat for him. I should look, cast my gaze down. He says, if you have to ask me to describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his features, I will not be able to do so, because every time I came, the noor on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beauty, and out of respect for him, I will look down and have that adab for him. He says, if I had to pass away then at that time, then I had hopes I would be from the people of Jannah. He says, on the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ هُلِّينَا أَشْيَاءَ, then we became entrusted and in charge of different things. In other words, then we became governor of this place and that place, and dunya then became open to us. This was sahaba. This was the humility. I want to explain to you the khawf a sahabi had. We know they were radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. He says, I do not know my condition now. Now where I stand? And then he gave his son advice, when I pass away, when you bury me, then stand by my qabr after everybody goes away, to the extent of a camel being slaughtered and distributed. For that duration of time, you must stand. Obviously, the person will stand and he will read and he will make dua for his father. So Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, despite his valor, despite his position, despite being a great sahabi of Rasulullah, so much of hope that when he is passing away, he is crying profusely. Like this, there are hundreds of other stories where a sahabi says, I wish I was just a sheep that was slaughtered and there's the end of me. I wish I was a blade of grass and some animal just tramples over me. Look at ourselves, our a'mal, the condition of our salat, our zakat, our hajj, our umrah, our ibadat. And look at the comfort we are sitting with. Where is the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sahabi's amal reached the pinnacle. Our a'mal, opposite. The sahabi is khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is trembling. Inna azaba rabbika lawaqi'. Short verse. Verily, the punishment of your Rabb is going to happen, is going to fall, is going to take place. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala read that verse again and again. And he cried, and he cried. He became so sick. And there were other verses also, where the suhufu nushirat. When your scrolls, your registers, your nama, your amal will be open to you. And you will see it on the day of Qiyamah. When he read those short verses, he cried so much that he became so ill, so sick, that he had to remain at home and people go and make his iyada and visit him because he was so sick. The Salaf al-Salihin and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, one verse of the Qur'an, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. When Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala reads, or Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala reads this verse, that every one of you has to pass pul sirat. He cried so much, his wife did not know why he was crying. Looking at her husband, she also started crying. So after some time, he asked her, why are you crying? She said, I do not know, but I'm seeing you crying, so you are making me cry. Oh, my beloved husband, why are you crying? He said, this verse, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. That every one of us has to pass through sirat. I do not know what's going to happen to me. What is going to be my fate, my condition? So my respected brothers and sisters, gatherings of dhikrullah we have, of wa'az nasihat, it is a reminder. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, because reminder is beneficial for the believers. It's not only for the person who is being addressed and the majma. Even the speaker, it will benefit the speaker. May Allah give us the haqiqat of whatever we are saying. May Allah guide us. But there has to be a time in our life when we sit down, reflect, ponder. Do some muhasaba, some checking of our lives, our spiritual lives. Look at our spiritual chart, the spiritual diet that we have, the nourishment that we are giving our heart, our soul. the spiritual exercises that we are doing, if we were victims of pride and jealousy, is that malady still in me? Or now, alhamdulillah, it has gone from my life. The anger I have, has it increased or decreased? All these things we have to check. How much of for the akhirat have I really prepared? Oh, I have forgotten about the akhirat, I have forgotten maut. I mentioned the other day that almost every single day now, there is some janazah we are seeing. Almost every single day. So many janazahs, and still we do not reflect about the akhirat, and maut can come to us also. The way we conduct ourselves and our entertainment and our functions, especially our wedding functions, Al-Aman wal-Hafiz, may Allah protect us, may Allah protect us. As though there is no hisab kitab on the day of Qiyamah. The amount of israf, the amount of money that is just being wasted. And then we cry, what is happening to the Muslim Ummah? What about our brothers and sisters in Syria and Palestine and African countries? We are not judgmental, we are not judging any person. May Allah forgive us, may Allah protect us, may Allah conceal our weaknesses. This is just a reminder of ourselves. There has to be a time to realize enough is enough. Now I can see, we can see around us signs of Qiyamah. We can see everything has increased, the fitna has increased, the effort of shaitan has increased. All types of entertainment and frivolous pursuits, all has increased. So there has to be some reflection, introspection on our side. Sit down, ponder, even for a few seconds, for a few minutes, and take on our spiritual chart. And they let us check ourselves. Am I improving or not improving? If I'm not sure, then let me go to some person who will guide me. Let him help me, assist me. Otherwise, months will go past, years will go past, and my life is melting like a block of ice. And before it is too late, and then to change, and will only be lamenting and having remorse. Before all that happens, may Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq, give all of us the tawfiq of now having some type of serious contemplation. Serious contemplation. Ourselves, our wives, our children, the mahol in our house, our home, the aspirations we have. How much a son or daughter I am of the dunya or the akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. This muhasabah, this reflection is something important for all of us. We will hear bayans, we'll attend programs, but the important thing is to bring it into our lives. To make a firm intention, let me try and bring ikhlas in my life. This pride I have, let me try and combat and fight off this pride and remove this pride from my heart. Whatever it is, of course we require the assistance of some alim, a sheikh, who will guide us in this way. And if a person is serious and he makes the effort and he listens properly to the advice that is given to him, not that he just does it himself, but the person, the alim, is explaining to him and advising him, and he knows this is his weakness and this is the cure and solution, but he ignores it, he feels or she feels that they know too much, then respected brothers and elders, we go to the doctor. Doctor has prescribed the medication, but we say, no, doc, this is no good. I'll do this, I'll take that. So what will happen? The person will become more sick. When a person becomes spiritually sick, and his heart becomes weak, he goes further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala protect us. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. We said durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Sayyidina
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله مالي غناكم معاف فرما مالي خطاكم معاف فرما يا الله بيويك ما الله يا الله وحات أويك ما الله يا الله forgive us ما الله cleanse and purify us ما الله give us a heart that is مجلّى مصفى which is pure and pure. Ya Allah, remove all the filter that is accumulated in our hearts. Ya Allah, the pride, the jealousy, the anger, love for haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, remove us from darkness, from zulumat towards nur, Ya Allah. Remove us from kufr and shirk and nifaq and bid'ah and all evil practices, Ya Allah, towards haqq and hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat. With your love, may Allah, make it be most in our hearts, ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq al-muhabbat and the ishq al-muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us follow his sunnah, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us become nek and salih, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us your khawf, may Allah. Ya Allah, help us, may Allah. Guide us, ya Allah. Become ours, ya Allah. Make us yours, may Allah. Don't make us slip, may Allah. Allah, don't make us humiliated, may Allah. اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم أعنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the rozi come to us with ease, my Allah. Give us abundant rozi, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Give us the closest to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasireen, from the zulm of the zalimeen. Protect us from crime, my Allah. Protect us from killings, my Allah. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai, ya Allah, grant them complete shifa. There's so many young and old who are sick and ailing, my Allah, in hospitals, at home, my Allah. They've got different problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands. You are a shafi, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, all those who have left the world, Ya Allah, so many have passed on recently, my Allah. Grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the highest of stages in the akhirat, my Allah. Forgive them, my Allah. Grant their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, maut on iman, my Allah. Maut in Madinah Sharif, Ya Allah. Grant us baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kothur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, whatever duas our brothers and sisters have today, Ya Allah, especially those who are listening, who have raised their hands now, my Allah, grant them the best of dunya, the best of akhirat.
Remove all our difficulties, may Allah. Remove our problems, our mashakil, whatever musibah has come upon us, may Allah. Give us happiness, may Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Protect them, may Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. Allah, all those who requested du'as, grant them all the jais du'as. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.